When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The strategy is to get businesses into the region. My home, your home. Hell yeah, all in. But the team takeovers have players saying, to hell with this, I'm out. I ain't hanging. I'm not dealing. And let me say this. Someone in power, and we got the public safety director here in about 50 minutes, better get their act wrapped around this today before the S hits the fan. One of my favorites, who really gives a damn about Pittsburgh and its growth, Todd Reedbord with Walnut Capital. Good morning, Walnut Todd. Capital. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Todd. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you, Marty?
This is not hyperbole, this sir. Not this is a critical moment for Pittsburgh, is it not? Todd?
I lost you. I can't hear you.
Can you hear me again? Now?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
This is a critical moment for Pittsburgh. This is not hyperbole, is it, sir?
It is not. I think that, you know, this is something that we as a city need to face reality as to what's happening in this summer. It's going on all over the country, all over the Commonwealth. We can't ignore it in Pittsburgh, but there is a sense that we're not safe in our communities. It's a lot of juvenile trouble that's going around, and we just have to get our arms around it and become sensitive to it and take action immediately.
Hey, Todd, no one has had more impact on East Liberty than you and Greg. I'm out of Bakery Square. It's like heaven. That is being jeopardized because now people are afraid to go to Target. And I'm hearing there are early discussions by Target to say, we got to fix this. Is that accurate, sir?
Is that accurate, sir?
You know, I don't have any specific knowledge about Target. I do know that there's been a lot of communication with the mayor's office, with the police force. They're all aware of the issues. They're taking drastic actions. But, we've had some problems in the past, and we need to correct that, and we need the county, and we need the state, and we need others to all chip in and be on the same page and recognize, number one, that there is a problem. It's a problem that's happening in certain urban shopping districts throughout the city, and it's something that we have to dedicate the resources necessary. We all know that we have budget crisis. We all know that there's many good things that need to be funded by the city. But number one in my mind for city is the health and welfare of the people living in the city, and safety is number one. And people need to feel safe when they're out, when they're living, when they're working, when they're shopping, and when they're congregating with their friends in the parks and the business districts. You need to feel safe. And I think we're doing a great job, but we can't let up. We can't say that we've done a good job and there's nothing else to do. It's a day-to-day process that we need to stay on top of.
Hey, Todd, I know as a developer who really cares about growing the city, and you have, the fact is if word gets out that business is saying to hell with Pittsburgh, we're not safe here, that's horrible for Pittsburgh, is it not, sir?
It is. I mean, one thing, and I've lived in Pittsburgh my entire life, is that sometimes we want to rest on our laurels and we don't want to keep improving. We think we're the best that we can be, but we could even be better. Where our competitor cities are getting better every day. And I think in Pittsburgh, we have to have the attitude that we're going to keep getting better every single day. And I know the new O'Connor administration has that attitude, but I think we fell behind on that in the last few years. And I feel like we're paying for it now, where we have to have an attitude in this city that every single day we get up and want to be a better city than we were the day before. Not the same, not keep the same things the same they were, but get better every day. And that's what we need to do. And I think when everybody in the city pitches in, we'll make it happen.
Hey, Todd, have you had direct conversations with either the public safety director, the mayor, or someone in the police department?
I have. I mean, they've been very open and very honest with us, and I've had direct conversations, and I think that's a really positive thing. I think that we have a direct line as a huge property owner and citizens and residents of the city. We can talk to our people. We can talk to the police, and they're certainly aware of the problems, and they know that the resources need to be put together to address these issues, and they're doing it. We are meeting success. Again, it's very difficult to have 100% success in these issues and have no problems, but I think we're making huge progress. But again, we have to keep our foot on the gas pedal, and I think the police understand that. I know they understand it, and I think the mayor's office understands it, but we need city council, we need the county, we need everybody to pitch in. We need to have consequences if kids are acting up. And they have to be able to, the police need to be able to do their job. We need more police on the street. We need more police in the neighborhoods. We need more police in the business districts, and they have to be able to do their job. And the citizens need to be able to rally around the police. The police are the good guys here, and we don't have to vilify the police. They're hardworking men and women. They put their life on the line every single day, and we need to support them.
Todd Reedboard, Walnut Capital, you're within a stone's throw of a Target, and Saturday night, these punks took on the cops. They were throwing rocks at them and shooting fireworks at them. People in East Liberty are scared, sir. And that's right down the street from where you have done an insanely cool job at Bakery Square. There's this vibe with business owners in East Liberty that they can't take this anymore. What do we need to do to calm them down, sir?
Well, again, we need to dedicate the resources. It's a very, very simple equation. You have to have presence, police presence on the streets ahead of trouble. You can't wait and react to trouble. You have to have, in the old days, beat cops. You have to have guys walking the beat in their cars. They have to have a visible presence on the streets. And we're doing that. And the police recognize that, and they're getting the resources together to do that. But we also need the general public to help. We need the parents to help. We need the business owners to help. If there's trouble there, they've got to address it immediately. They've got to call the police. They can't cater to kids that are making trouble for them or not suffer consequences. And I think it's difficult. I think it's very, very difficult. But we as Pittsburghers have to rally together around this.
I'm all in, man.
And that's what we're doing at Bakery Square. When we're at Bakery Square, we keep an eye on the place. We make sure that people that want to come there are safe and secure. It's free and open to everybody. We have public open space. We have the soccer watch games. They watch Love Island. You know, there's a lot of great things going on there, but it's a safe and secure place because we keep our eyes on it, and we be sure that the people that come there have a safe and secure environment. And if you want to come to, if you want to make trouble, don't come to Bakery Square. That's the attitude that we have, and I think that's the attitude that we need to have throughout the city. City of Pittsburgh is not a place for people to come and make trouble. I understand a lot of these kids are coming from outside the neighborhoods of the city and other areas, but Pittsburgh cannot be the place where people come to make trouble.
Right on, brother. The first thing you feel at Bakery Square is there's security everywhere, and they ain't messing around. They're wonderful about it, but they're keeping an eye on it. It's important, isn't it, Tom?
That's right. It is important, and we have our guys at Bakery Square trained. They're concierge. They're not policemen. They want to have people have a good time and have fun there and be with their families and their friends, and we see it every night. As I said, I was there the other night for the showing of Love Island.
Love it.
It was wall-to-wall people there.
Love it.
It was the most diverse crowd I've ever seen in Pittsburgh, age-wise, racially-wise, you know, whatever you want to call it. And they were all having fun. It was all free. You just sat in front of a large screen TV and watched Love Island for free. And that was great. And everybody felt comfortable there. And we want to keep replicating that all over the city.
Tom Reber, my man. Thanks, brother. Truth to power. Thanks, Tom.
All right. Take it easy, Morty.
My man gets it. Big time.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
So clearly hit the fan. We have the public safety director for the city headed here. You heard Todd Reber with Walnut Capital. This has to be fixed today. My boys who work downtown saying Target moved from number 3 in terms of amount of theft to number 1 in the country for amount of theft from one of their stores. And then there are discussions beginning about Target's concerns about the teen takeovers in East Liberty. In general terms, deeply concerned and considering the possibility of discussing they could leave East Liberty. I had to grab my boy JK We've been singing this song for a year and a half, and now it's escalated to the point, brother, where we don't have just have kids robbing gun stores. That's not inconsequential. And stealing cars, that's not inconsequential. But now they're jeopardizing the future of the city. JK, I need to know, what the hell do we do, man? Honestly, what do we do?
Get the courts on. Get the courts involved. You need to get the juvenile judicial system on board. You need to get city council on board. You got to get county council on board. First off, they need to say, yes, we have a problem, okay? And these are the steps we want to take to address it. Or set up a meeting and everybody hash out all the things that are going on and figure out where we need to be. The tools are in place. Everything is there. We have the law enforcement, okay? We have the courts, but the cops are arresting people. The courts are letting them go. The problem is they don't believe in punishment in this time. You know, I raised my kids on praise and punishment. You do well, you get praise. You screw up, you get punished. It's a pretty simple process, and it seemed to work out okay for my family. But there's no consequences. There's no final order. There's no the hammer, the gavel coming down. It's not happening. Why is it that we have the, you know, it's come to the point where we're losing our restaurants. We're losing our Target, businesses. People can't go anywhere without the fear of being assaulted. And I blame the courts. Because how is it that 12, 13, and 14-year-old kids have 12 to 20 prior felonies?
It's true.
And it's not like it's over a long lifetime. We're talking 15, 16-year-old kids here. So they repetitively let them out. You know, it took your show and you pushing the issue to get Sizemore, or she didn't even do it. She
Judge
kept
Sizemore.
Letting them out.
Yes.
Yeah, Judge Sizemore keeps letting them out, but us talking about it got reevaluation of dozens of career juvenile criminal machines that a real judge stepped in and shut them down and incarcerated them. We haven't had a gun store robbery since that occurred.
Hey, JK,
imagine that.
JK, you and I could have been raised in the same house because I think the same way he does. However, there are progressive activist groups in this town that say this. Listen. This is from the Allegheny County African American Elders Council. Okay? They are opposed to teen sweeps, Market Square curfew, pool lockouts, pepper spray exposure of minors. They say it targets normal youth activity, restricts movement of youth, creates unequal enforcement patterns, increases police youth contact without cause, disproportionately impacts black youth, lacks transparency, legal grounding, and community input. In other words, they're suggesting these poor kids are getting picked on. Sir, none of this works if these judges and these politicians buy into that wokeness. Does it, sir?
Yeah, that platform is a giant smokescreen because what are they doing? They're
right
not
on.
Doing anything. They're not being parents. They're not going down dragging their kid out of there. My dad would have located me, grabbed me by my hair, and drugged me all the way home. That's not happening. You know, they're looking for excuses and anything they can do. Their agenda is to keep crime relevant, to keep racism relevant, to keep disruption relevant, because that's their only argument. How do you argue the fact, oh, you know, you're harassing my son because he's 12 and 13, and he just murdered a kid down in Market Square. How do you justify that?
How do you justify 200 kids taking over East Liberty and throwing rocks and fireworks at cops? I don't know,
sir. They're not reasonable. They're not rational. They're just delusional. They're trying to protect their own and at a very deadly cost, I might say, because nothing is working.
Nothing.
You know, the rules are in place.
Nothing.
The guidelines are in place. The structure is there. It worked fine 15, 20 years ago. We got a new wave of woke judges in there. You got Judge Sizemore, who thinks it's funny to release incompetent to stand trial, you know,
teenagers.
For everything you can think of. You know, the ATF, you know, you talk about having power and authority over the crime and getting control of it. When the ATF has to go to a kid's house who's 14, knock on his door, and argue with his mother and him to give us the guns back because from the gun store you just robbed. It's They say, no, we'll only give you half. Go away. You can't even charge me because I'm incompetent to stand trial.
By the way, that happened, folks. This is no hyperbole. This isn't science fiction. That happened.
That's a fact.
Hey, let me throw
that
this at you.
Occurred.
There have been two suggestions, and I'm going to bring this up with the public safety director who's actually on his way in here. Number one, a curfew. And then number two, I wouldn't call it mass incarceration, but bring three buses to a scene. Put the kids in zip ties. Bring them to a holding area and make them stay there until their parents pick them up. Do you support either of those plans, sir?
I do. They got to make a move. They got to do something. I'd rather piss everybody off and shove them on buses instead of having some lady get hit in the head with a brick
right
down
on
in Market Square.
Right on.
I'd rather have that than have them climbing over the bridge, ripping off our stores, assaulting people with targets, two murders. You know, I mean, there's dozens and dozens and dozens of crimes that never needed to occur because they shouldn't have been out on the street in the first place. And here's the other relevance to this. We're so screwed up in this town. Allegheny County pays criminals to be incarcerated in the county jail, $126 a month, because we feel so bad for them. There's no place to put the juveniles.
And by the way, there's only 13 beds in Schuman for those who want mass incarceration. 13 beds, brother. 13. Sickening.
Yeah, so everything is in place. We can get this done. But when you got judges like Judge Sizemore and them goofs down there, all them woke people, you know, just that one kid, she let him out three times to commit 14 major felonies.
True.
Major felonies.
True.
She let him go a week early to go to Ross Park Mall, steal a car, drive to Ross Park Mall and shoot a guy, then carjack some lady by shoving a rifle in her face, then drives to East Liberty and shoots four people, and then gets in a high-speed pursuit in the stolen car with that gun the next day and drives through a building. And it took another judge to step in from the outside and say, holy smokes, he keeps letting them go. So that's our problem.
It is.
Shut it down. Lock
JK,
them down. One case at a time.
Nailing it, brother. Truth to power. Thanks, my man.
Yes, sir.
My man gets it. He lives it.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
Because we're partners in this, and because we all work as one, we all think alike, Trevin and myself and Patrick. And Patrick sent me a piece this morning that has me thinking big time about, we spent a lot of time talking about ticket prices and entertainment prices. They call it funflation. Most people can't afford to do what they want to do. It's just the truth. As an example, we went to a Broadway show in New York, The Outsiders. It was insanely good. On a Friday night, the cheap seats were $400. The good seats were $1,000. Just saying. Funflation. Patrick, my brother, this Garth Brooks thing has me interested. Describe what you're seeing, and then I got our boy, Ticket Nick, to straighten us out. This is actually fascinating. Go ahead, Patrick.
Right, it's very cool. So Garth Brooks just announced a new arena tour, and all of the ticket prices, from front row to the back row, same price, about $140. Right?
So what is it? First come, first serve? How do they do that? You know what I mean?
They're putting it through. So, they're doing it on Ticketmaster. You know, the prices, the upfront prices.
So the first guy in is what I'm saying is, how do you get the seat in row 650 at the ceiling or the front row? Is it just by luck or lottery? Is that defined in this piece? I don't see that.
Here's what I see. According to the tour announcement, there will be no pre-sales.
Oh, wow.
So there's no opportunities to jump ahead.
Wow.
They all go on at the same time.
Oh, my goodness.
And you can purchase up to 8 tickets, period.
Won't they use those bots and to buy tickets? Won't they just steal them up on all the secondary folks, get them?
That's a good question.
That's why we got Nick.
Now they've done some things to try and get the bots out of there. Nick can jump in on that when we grab them. But I think they're trying to stop all of that.
And by the way, what you're saying, Patrick, is spot on. I love Garth Brooks. When he was a young man, and so was I, in Tulsa, which is where I was, he was playing little bars. And now he's one of the biggest stars ever. Ticket Nick. Brother Nick, how are you?
I'm good. How's it going, Marty?
So ostensibly, and I love Garth, he's all class. What he's trying to do is, all right, front row's $140, everything's $140. He's trying to help out fans, is he not?
He's trying to set a standard and be fan accessible.
Yep. However, comma, I immediately saw red flags here. And because you're the guru, explain what's going to happen fast with this, sir.
When tickets go on sale, I mean, we'll be trying it just like everybody else.
Right.
I mean, I heard you guys talking about bots, and bots are illegal from here on out. They have not. You get caught using a bot, you're getting fined.
Oh, wow.
And possibly jail time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So oh, wow.
There was a law passed called the Bots Act. So there's not a lot of bot activity. People will blame it as such, but there really isn't. I mean, it's not worth going through that aggravation. But I would tell you that, you know, guys are going to work those on sales very hard.
Hell yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, like I told you prior, is, you know, not all tickets are equal. So, you know, a front row seat is going to be different from last row in the place. And, you know, a side view that may have a club access is going to be worth more than, you know, a far away seat. But when you're dealing with arenas and stadiums, some people have different views of what they feel is a good seat. Like, I have a customer that my view of what a good seat is and his view are completely different.
But hold on.
He wants to...
But hold on. Just the basics here. And Patrick, you know what's going to happen, Patrick. So Joe Blow gets 8 seats for $140 each. Joe Blow sells those front row seats, Nick, in the first row for $5,000 each. Fair, Nick? Right? That's what's going to happen, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You can, yeah. You know, Joe Blow gets, you know, a couple, you know,
right?
You know, big, yeah. Yeah, they get a couple, you know, good seats. The next thing you know, they're going to sell them off.
Now, Nick, can they put the same restrictions in place that Noah Kahn did, saying, you get those 8 seats, you can't transfer them to someone? Lock it down.
They could. And what I would tell you is, if they do that, it would be interesting because, I mean, you still can move stuff around per se.
Yeah.
It's a lot more difficult of how you have to handle those logistics. But it, again, that would serve the opposite purpose. That would be a closed market.
It wouldn't.
Only a few people could dance in it.
It wouldn't.
And it would drive the price of the tickets through the roof.
Hey, Nick.
Even more so.
Patrick raised an issue, and I'm kind of intrigued by this. How will you get these Garth Brooks tickets? Do you get in some sort of electronic line in queue? How's this happen?
They will have, yeah, and when it goes on sale, which I'm sure it'll be for Eastern shows, will be 10 o'clock. You get in, you know, you log in, you know, at 10 o'clock and you get in line, and when it's your time to start clicking and buying, it's your time to start clicking and buying. So, I mean, but like I said, I am sure that everybody's going to be banging away when Garth Brooks is doing it.
Hey, Patrick.
An arena show.
Patrick, when Harry Styles tried this, 20, because my daughter was in queue with 21 million people. It's going to be insane with Garth, is it not? For front row for $140. Insane.
Oh, I think so. I mean, you saw Taylor Swift shut the site down. How many times? I mean,
that's insane.
Wow. Hey, Nick, here's the other thing that'll happen. I know this because I know you. I learned from you. You're my man. Guys will lie. So they have 9 seats front row when they don't, sir. Right? That will happen.
Yeah. I think we're going to see a big change. That would have been a prior practice by some.
Last week.
I think we're going to see I think we're seeing a big change with a lot of exchanges and marketplaces on how they handle people posting spec tickets or not allowing it at all. I think that change is, those wheels are in action right now.
But hypothetically, theoretically, it was out there as recently as last week's, but you're saying, and no one knows better than my man, you're saying the change is coming, right? Which makes sense.
The change has been coming every day. I feel that there's a new rule or, you know, kind of guidelines that a marketplace is updating us that we have to abide by.
Hey, Patrick, when are they selling these? When are they going soon?
July 17th.
Oh, wow. It's going to be insane, right,
yeah,
Nick?
That's when Ticketmaster's putting them up.
Oh, it's going to be one of the biggest touring acts, guaranteed.
Ever. Ever. Oh, before you go, I have to ask him about this because I was bugging him. I always bug him because Nick has so much information that I should have been a ticket broker because it's so fascinating to me. My son sent me this clip about two big stars and their concerts aren't selling squat. Post Malone and Jelly Roll. They're lying about selling tickets. No one wants to go to that show. What is happening there with such big names can't sell tickets, sir?
I mean, well, half of that ticket, I mean, he went from a rapper to a country artist. I'm not exactly sure that those demographics overlap all that often. So, you know, I think, you know, yeah, he had, I would say, a flash in the pan as a country artist, but to keep that up and to make that switch, I just think that's a lot for a consumer to digest.
Patrick, your take.
I mean, it's an interesting mix. They've both done a little bit of crossover,
yeah.
But are they hot enough right now to both sell out like that? No.
My son laughed his ass off. Said, Dad, they both suck. And there's no way I'm paying to see, I'm just not doing it, to see Post Malone do country, whether he likes it or not. Take it, Nick, my brother, the best. Thank you, man.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Marty.
Funcation. It's fascinating. Fascinating. Funflation vacation. Garth Brooks. Hold on a second. I'm doing a little search. I got to get this up here. Oh, man. This irritates me. This just happened, and it scares me. Oh, there it is. There it is. So, maybe bottom five worst developers in the history of mankind, worst ever, real estate developer, whatever hell you want to call it, in the history of mankind, this investment group, whatever the hell you want to call them, responsible for the horror show at Pittsburgh Mills. My man Patrick, how long have we been pointing out the horrendous conditions at the Mills? How long, Patrick?
At least 2 years.
At least.
At least.
In fact, Patrick broke this, One day he was just out there driving around and shot a video of the moon craters. It looked like Beirut. Cars were getting in accidents, breaking axles. More than a million people saw it. Then it hit the fan that Namdar, this company that allegedly runs that horrible situation there, just gave up. In fact, I got this text, Patrick, from one of my boys. So Namdar, they're horrible people. How much have they been fined, Patrick? Like 20 million? Some crazy number.
It might even be higher than that at this point. And if you recall, they had to threaten one of the owners with arrest
yes.
to get them to actually get the road repaved and fixed.
Hold on. This is why I love Patrick, because he's right on. Check this out. So Patrick's right. So they were ordered to pave the friggin' roads or go to jail. So I got a text this morning from one of my insiders. They were supposed to get all the paving done, but they aren't doing it. They're still playing games with prosecutors. It's so brazen, Patrick. It's so arrogant and a bit ignorant. And
it is. And they do this everywhere they go.
So, Patrick, it sent chills down my spine or up my spine or somewhere when I heard this morning one of my favorite places on earth where you and I worked for a hell of a long time, Gateway Center. The geniuses at Namdar have Gateway Center as part of their real estate portfolio. They're taking over the mortgage. You know what the kids say? Oh, my God. Patrick, I'm very, very scared. I'm scared. It's bad. Bad.
See, the first thing you usually see is they stop doing the landscaping.
They
work,
do.
And the appearance goes to hell.
Look for missing toilet paper. Look for dirty windows. Look for no love, no maintenance, no nothing, honey. Let me say this about Zappala and his people in the DA's office. They have been pursuing Namdar like a dog after a bone. God bless them. Without Zappala's people, they'd be doing whatever the hell they want. I would suggest that Steve knows about this sickening behavior by Namdar and that put them on warning that you better not jack with Gateway Center. It's an iconic place, Patrick, where we spent much of our career. It's awful to hear, isn't it?
It is. It's been home to not just KDK TV and radio once upon a time,
yep.
but health company, yep. health insurance companies, yep. financial companies. Oh,
scary.
I hope this doesn't go the way we think it will.
Same. Up next, public safety director. My man said, Marty, we got to talk. And I want to talk to your audience, and it'll be here in a few minutes live. Love it. Don't miss this.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.